Hey, let's go back to Lewis, L-E-I-S, Murillo, M-U-R-I-L-L-O. Correction, we're going to start him with Glibride 2.5, not 5 milligram. Let's make a medication list. Allergy, metformin 500 twice a day, Losartan 100 milligram once a day, Glibride 2.5 milligram once a day. That's a medication list. And then on Mrs. Granillo, G-R-A-N-I-L-L-O, next patient, first name is S-A-G-R-A-R-I-O, 3578. 46-year-old woman with symptoms of urinary tract infection, diabetes, blood sugar is out of control, non-compliance, her blood sugar goes up and down because of non-compliance, vaginal bleed, was referred to OB-GYN, she never followed up, she says she just can't find a ride. Both her and her husband are very non-compliant with medications. In the past, we've done orders of many different medications and procedures, and she never gets anything done, but she does complain about different things. Today, though, she does have cough, congestion, symptoms of UTI. She does have blood in her urine, not on her period. So definitely has what looks like UTI, which one of the reasons she was referred to OB-GYN was for that reason. Her blood sugar continues to be elevated, which also increases her risk of urinary tract infection. Period. Because of her symptoms of URI, we did a flu test on her, which was negative, period. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, depression, non-compliance, history of IBS. Medication, let's make a list. Allergy, none. Lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20, 12 and a half once a day, metformin, 500 BID. Zocor, 20 milligram a day, glipizide, 5 milligram a day. The glipizide dose was increased today. Let's see, medical problems, we talked about that, surgery, cholecystectomy, tubal ligation, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, she's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress, she weighs 159 pounds, 97%, 98.1, 1681, 150 over 80, heart positive, small positive, two lungs, furonca, abdomen soft, next to the skin shows no rash, or a mucosa with hand lesion, lower abdominal examination is completely within normal limits, urinalysis is abnormal, so it's consistent with positive glucose because of non-compliance, positive blood, flu A and flu B are negative. Assessment number one, UTI. Number two, must see OB-GYN. Number four, heavy periods. Number five, we talked about this once again today. Number six, promises to follow up with OB-GYN. Number seven, add Cipro 500 twice a day. Number eight, non-compliance. Number nine, abnormal blood sugars. Number 10, glipizide increased to 5 once a day. Next number, continue with metformin, 500 BID. Next number, check blood work in 3 months. Next number, a lot of times even when she has the medication, she just doesn't take it because she doesn't care. Next number, abdominal pain resolved. Next number, never had the CT of the abdomen. Next number, diabetic neuropathy. Next number, she's not taking her Bentol or H2 blocker or PPI at this time. Next number, off Flexeril. Next number, not taking any Vistril. Next number, not taking any Reglan. Next number, we'll follow patient in 2 weeks or 2 months. Next number, once again, must see OB-GYN in big letters. Next number, check blood sugars. Next number, bring your blood sugars with you to the doctor's office, which I suspect she will never do, but nevertheless, we did go through the exercise of explaining everything to the patient, as we always do. Thank you.